Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Understanding the Quran lecture series is a humble effort and a very humble contribution towards understanding various religious issues in the light shed by the Quran. In these lecture series, I will present the ideas of my teacher Javed Ahmed Ghamidi and two of his illustrious predecessors, Amin Ehsan Islahi and Hamiduddin Farahi. The reason that I have selected to present the thought and views of these personalities is that in recent times it is they who have redirected the Muslim religious thought back to the Quran. The Quran, we know, occupies a supreme status in religious affairs in our religion. Everything and every discussion regarding religion should begin with the Quran and should end with it. Nothing which is against the Quran should be accepted in any way. The Quran invests itself with the status of Mizan and Furqan, and as such is a distinguisher between truth and evil. And it is also a deciding factor between what is religious and what is not. In recent times, it is these scholars who have once again taken the cause of the Quran and presented each and every religious issue in the light of the Quran. They may have faltered and they must have faltered. However, the primary reason in presenting their view is that they have clung to the Quran and regarded it to be the basis of all religious thought. And every other thing has been presented as a support to this religious interpretation. If in one sentence we should sum up their approach, we can say that to them, it is the Quran which rules in every matter of our religion. Every other thing must be understood in the light shed by the Quran, and it should not be the case that we should understand the Quran on the basis of some narrative, some hadith, or some historical episode. This then is the supreme status of the Quran, and it is because of this supreme status that every religious thought and every religious opinion must be weighed in the scales of this balance. A word here about the format that I have adopted in these lecture sessions is that I have divided all major topics of the Quran into small subtopics, into small sessions, so that given the small span of concentration that we normally have, and given the fact that we are very busy these days, in very short sessions, like 5 to 7 minutes of sessions, we are able to grasp some of the basic teachings of the Book of God. I have also tried very hard not to use any technical religious term. However, it has been introduced only when I could not have helped it. The manner in which these lectures are presented is such that the arguments on a particular issue have been enumerated, and it is thought that at the end of a session, a person would be able to enumerate, count on his fingertips, the basic reasons for which he is to believe in a certain issue. Now, a word here also about the melody which generally plagues us as Muslims when we come across opinions which we are not normally used to. We are generally adverse to opinions which we do not know. And in one word, Muslims are plagued with the malady, with the disease of self-righteousness in general. They think that whatever opinion they have formed is definitely right, and whatever opinion some other authority or some other scholar has formed is necessarily wrong. And this promotes intolerance. And one can say that the menace of religious sectarianism is a result of this attitude. In this regard, the Quran says, and what we are told by the Prophet also, is that primarily we have to weigh each and every opinion in the light of the Quran itself and accept what we find to be in conformity with it. Another thing which the Prophet has referred to in this regard is that it is primarily the sincerity of intention. Of course, competence is already understood. We would not like any person who does not have any competence in religious affairs to speak about or for the Quran. Competence is something he must have. However, once he is able to exercise his competence, the other thing which is essential is sincerity of judgment. And if a person exercises his sincerity of judgment and even ends up on a wrong conclusion, the Prophet has promised him that he would still get a reward. He is reported to have said, Al-mujtahidu yukhti wa yusib, that a person who tries to form a religious opinion after exercising his sincere judgment can end up on the right, and he can also come to a wrong conclusion. And if he comes to a wrong conclusion, he would still be rewarded, simply because he was sincere in his effort. So therefore, the need of the hour is that we Muslims should show tolerance to views we are not used to. We should weigh them in the scales of reason and revelation. We should not become adverse to opinions we come across, and we should continue to critically analyze whatever opinion comes our way, for we should know that human intellect is something which is liable to falter, which can falter, and which has faltered. And it is only through critical thinking, it is only through critical feedback that we should correct our own views and also welcome criticisms from others so that we are able to reform and develop our own views. A word here about the format which we have adopted is that in these lectures primarily, since arguments are presented in a very concise form, there may be some explanations which perhaps would be needed and which perhaps would be afforded in some other sessions. However, since this format is primarily a very taxing format on the speaker, since he is to impart something in a very close time circuit, therefore he might be able not to put across some things which at times he's able to when he's given more time. So therefore, the only remedy to this shortcoming is to keep going on with these lectures sessions and to keep at these sessions. And the other thing is that I would like to welcome any critical feedback from you which could perhaps improve not only the format of the lectures but also the content. And this is the only way in which perhaps whatever is being presented can go through a series of improvements. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ